When a new iron ore mining bill passed the state legislature last winter, Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins figured his best bet to protect the watershed leading to his reservation and Lake Superior was through the federal government. He says the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers have more integrity than the new state law.
Oak Champlain is a joke and was actually a mining company construct that they got in the state law.
Wiggins says bulk sampling is the beginning of mining by Gagebic taconite, and he wants an environmental impact statement before GTAC does any digging or uses explosives in the Pinoki Range.
We're there now. We're into this part of GTAC trying to get down into the earth, trying to get started on exploding, and we're going to engage heavily at the federal level and look to put a stop to this madness.
Wiggins says Bad River will not sit by and watch the state go ahead while they believe federal regulations are bypassed, so they're reaching out to federal agencies to step in now.
There's no silver bullet to protect ourselves. We have to utilize a myriad of different entities and resources. Just sitting and watching a hearing about the bulk sampling phase for a mining company that conjured the bulk sampling phase up into state law is something that we got to transcend, because there's way more at stake here.
The DNR says although the new state law doesn't require an environmental impact statement now, the old state law didn't either. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.